Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Not a ton of news, and so we're going to be doing open lines here in just a bit, but in about a half hour, it is Ring of Honor week here on the program, and we have got a very special guest. Roderick Strong is going to be joining us here on the program today. He'll be talking about the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which is coming up tomorrow night, Friday, September 18th, San Antonio, Texas. All-Star Extravaganza 7. A lot of big matches, including Roderick Strong in a four-way to determine the number one contender for the Ring of Honor title. It's Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Michael Elgin, and AJ Styles. Winner will become the new number one contender to whoever wins the world title match tomorrow between Kyle O'Reilly and champion Jay Lethal. We've had Jay Lethal on the show this week. We've had Adam Cole on the show this week. Roderick Strong, of course, has been on the show. Jay Lethal, Kyle O'Reilly. We also tomorrow, we're scheduled to have Veda Scott, but we are not going to have Veda Scott on the show. But we have been informed by Ring of Honor that we will have a suitable replacement. Like with the Briscoes match, they're facing mystery partners, a mystery tag team. We will have a very special mystery guest on Wrestling Observer Live on tomorrow's show. And it's going to be awesome. So that is tomorrow on Wrestling Observer Live. And by the way, also tomorrow, the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, has been confirmed. He will be on the show talking the CMLL anniversary show, which is also taking place tomorrow. That is a live pay-per-view, and it will only be airing live. So if you want to see the CMLL show, you've got to watch it live. Ring of Honor is available on pay-per-view, so of course you can buy it and then watch it later at your convenience. But we'll be talking about both of those shows tomorrow and all of the news today with Mike Sempervive. It's going to be a fun time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
At Lumber Liquidators, our founder is back, and we're consolidating our inventory so you can get special clearance deals on quality floors that you won't find anywhere else. Why pay $3 a square foot for hardwood at other stores? We have easy-click pre-finished butterscotch oak for just 99 cents. Beautiful and unique bamboo from $179. More than 80 styles of American and European laminate from 59 cents and more. Plus, 18-month special financing.
I recently came back to Lumber Liquidators to get us back to basics. Just good wood at a good price.
These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, going to be joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Late night, he's not wandered into the office yet, but we'll get him here in just a moment. In the meantime, we are going to take your phone calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. Also have four other numbers heading directly into the studio. You can grab them on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Make sure you write down your particular number, as there are four of them. West of the Rockies, East of the Rockies, Parts Unknown, and the First Time Caller line. Phone lines are open right now, so give us a call and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind in regards to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Also, the Twitters, the handles. I am at Brian Alvarez. If you want to tweet me during the show, Mike Sempervivi is at Sempervivi, and Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. And I should also note that got a couple of people here on Twitter concerned about the changes. And yes, it is true that Veda Scott will not be on the show tomorrow, but I have been in contact with Ring of Honor, and she is going to be on the show. She is being bumped, so she won't be on the show tomorrow. But she is going to be making an appearance here on Wrestling Observer Live. And we are also trying to set up the Shine / Shimmer Week, a full week of Shine and Shimmer guests that's coming up in a few weeks now. So we got a ton of guests scheduled for Wrestling Observer Live. So fear not if you do not have a chance to hear her tomorrow. She will be on. And also, if you are not a subscriber, just a quick shout out that if you missed any of Ring of Honor Week, all of those shows are available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And every daily show is also going to be up for subscribers as well. So if you miss any portion of today's show, a commercial-free version will be up within about 5 minutes after the show going off the air. So if you're a regular Wrestling Observer Live listener and you want a chance to hear commercial-free replays, subscribing to WrestlingObserver.com is the best way to do so. In terms of news, of course, the Wednesday Night Wars took place last night. And for those of you that are big fans of the Wednesday Night Wars, Vinny and I are going to be reviewing last night's NXT, as well as a retro edition of Raw. If you want to know what happened on Raw 19 years ago this week, we have been doing it every week, so that show is going to be taking place tonight. NXT is doing very well. There was the announcement by Triple H today. He's back doing his sit-down interviews with Michael Cole, by the way, for those of you that were fans of those. The NXT TakeOver London event is already completely sold out. That show is taking place in December. The December 16th NXT TakeOver show in London, completely sold out. There's also the next NXT TakeOver event, which is taking place on October 7th. At Full Sail University, that show completely sold out. The October 8th television tapings, also at Full Sail University, completely sold out. So whatever they're doing great. NXT selling out right and left. The London event as well. I don't know all of the I don't know how the rest of London is doing. I know they've got, I think, 5 or 6 days there. They're not all sold out, but tickets are going very, very fast for the NXT shows in the UK outside of the TakeOver event. So very, very good numbers. It's funny. If you look at the Raw ratings, as I've been talking about with Dave Meltzer on Observer Radio, Raw ratings year to year over the past 3 years, the viewership numbers are down 25%. Think about that, by the way. Think about if you had a business, or let's just imagine the stock market. If the stock market had been down 25% year to year over 3 years, the Raw numbers and the SmackDown numbers, they're terrible at this time of year. And it's not just football, because as noted, year to year, mid-September over the past 3 years, down 25%. But these NXT numbers are doing very, very well. And granted, NXT is a business. It's not doing anywhere near as well WWE is as a business. But to me, as a business owner, those would be very, very alarming numbers. Now, granted, the amount of money that Raw is generating as far as TV rights fees and the amount of T-shirts and merchandise and the number of people that attend Raws, I mean, business-wise, things are doing very, very well. But again, 25% down year-to-year for Raw ratings, I would be very, very concerned if I were Vince McMahon. But that's just the way things are. Mike, have you stumbled in this morning? Apparently, Mike has not stumbled in yet, but he is on his way in, everybody. A couple of other notes here. We got a lot of stuff, actually. Full card for the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which is coming up tomorrow. We have Jay Lethal versus Kyle O'Reilly for the ROH Championship. We've got Jay Lethal versus Bobby Fish for the television title. We have a four-way for the ROH Tag Team Championships, the Addiction, the Kingdom, and the Young Bucks. That's actually a three-way. So ignore what I just said about a three-way. Briscoes will be facing a mystery team. We've got ACH versus Matt Sydal, a best-of-five series. This is match number three, ACH versus Matt Sydal. No DQ. Cedric Alexander will be facing The Moose with Veda Scott and Stokely Hathaway in the corners. It will be Dalton Castle versus Silas Young in a very, very interesting match. The boys are on the line. If Silas Young wins, he gains possession of the boys. And of course, if Dalton Castle wins, Silas Young becomes one of the boys.
The real main event.
Oh, hey, you're here.
Well, yes, I've actually been here the whole time, but I recorded an Adam and Mike big audio nightmare for the site last night, and I had the horizontals went vertical because I didn't have everything plugged back in correctly. So I'm here now, man. So you can stop filibustering.
You know, it's funny. It's still the big audio nightmare after all these years.
It
wouldn't be the same if it wasn't.
This is true, and it just proves host error, but oops.
Well,
yes, I'm here now.
Is it good now?
It is.
Okay. All right.
And even if it wasn't good, just the mere mention of Dalton Castle against Silas Young would make everything good.
You know what's funny about my filibustering is you had not stumbled in yet, and so I opened up the phone lines. And I thought, well, you know, we'll get Mike here eventually, but I'll just pass some time by taking some phone calls. So, of course, nobody calls. And then, the moment you stumble in, all of the lines light up. It's like a rib on me. Or maybe everybody just loves to hear me filibuster. And when I'm talking about the ROH lineup, they're glued to their radios and they can think of nothing else but the dulcet tones of my voice, as you've said many times. But anyway, before we go to those phone calls, four-way for the ROH title, AJ Styles, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, and Michael Elgin. And as noted, Roderick Strong is going to be on the show today. And yeah, they're going head-to-head with NXT, which is also in Texas. And that is interesting. I think that show, the NXT show is doing very well, but the ROH show is doing very well in addition to that. So I don't think that the NXT show has hurt this ROH live event. And it shouldn't make any difference to the pay-per-view. I think this pay-per-view is going to do okay.
I think so. Absolutely. With some of the stuff that's on there, yeah, I think so. If you're a Ring of Honor fan, is it WrestleMania? No. But is it a pretty solid card that they've been building for a while? Yes. So I think there's enough emotional attachment to it that that everything is going to be just fine. It just it'll be interesting as time goes on. Triple H has said they have not targeted Ring of Honor. It's hard for that one to pass the smell test when you look at it. A couple of coincidences, fine. But you can't, you know, on a weekend where ROH had planned to run in San Antonio, and then you just magically decide, hey, we're going to run San Antonio on the same weekend. Nah, it's tough to actually believe that, but it doesn't matter. ROH is going to be, NXT is going to be NXT no matter what. It's backed by WWE. There's nothing you can really do about it. So the only thing you can do is continue to put your best foot forward, which I believe Ring of Honor has done. So as long as that happens and they can keep galvanizing their base, everything will be just fine.
Back in a moment with phone calls and more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're gonna go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. 9 million folks calling in right now. We're going to go to the phones in a moment. I want to mention one thing. We're doing a site survey for members, and nothing surprising. Although I was surprised at how many people visit every day only on their mobile device. The number was astonishing to me, but one thing that people wanted more of was more coverage of secondary wrestling promotions, Ring of Honor, Evolve PWG, shows like that. And it's interesting because AAA just did their pay-per-view, and despite the fact that there were a large number of technical issues and they had to issue a lot of refunds, apparently they did very, very good pay-per-view numbers. And that's also why I think that ROH's show tomorrow isn't going to end up doing very, very well. Probably better than maybe a lot of people are expecting. The house show numbers for Ring of Honor are up. They're drawing thousands every weekend, or at least 1,000 every weekend, way up from the 400 or so that they were drawing a year or two ago. So things are really looking good for Ring of Honor. And as noted, we'll be joined later on today by Roderick Strong. Next segment, actually. But first off, to the phones. Parts unknown, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about something you kind of were talking about yesterday about John Cena and how everybody's pissed off at John Cena about the Nikki Bella thing.
Oh, I don't know if I said that, but...
The answer is false. Get off the line.
What's your question?
You kind of referenced that, but my question is, you know, everyone hates John Cena. You know,
that's not true, but go ahead.
Well, I'm a big John Cena fan, but they have that little girl who beat cancer, and after Raw, Cena did like a promo and put her over, and they gave her gifts. And, you know, he does all these great things, but everybody still hates him. And I'm wondering, do you think he will ever get like the Stan Hansen treatment like you and Dave were talking about last night, where they hated Stan Hansen, but then they grew to love him? Do you think Cena will ever get that, or will he forever be hated by the majority of the wrestling fans out there?
Okay. I want to thank you very much for the call, Ed. Listen, everybody. Yes. If you go to a television taping, there's going to be a vocal group of fans who are going to boo John Cena. But anybody who falls for this idea that everybody hates John Cena and John Cena is one of the most disliked people in wrestling, get a clue. John Cena is one of, if not the most beloved guy in all of wrestling. And don't be fooled by the vocal minority of fans at the house show events that boo the guy. I know this makes people very, very upset, but it's a fact.
Forget about the vocal minority at the that you were just talking about at those house shows, and look at the overwhelming majority of people losing their minds, and then answer that question.
John Cena sells so much merchandise. John Cena's shows sell so many tickets. John Cena, when John Cena works house shows, nobody boos John Cena. It is a group of fans who go to television, and yes, obviously, these fans would love it if John Cena were gone and replaced by somebody else, but don't fool yourselves into thinking that John Cena is this vastly hated guy, nobody buys tickets, nobody cares about him. It's not true. He's extremely, extremely popular.
There's a reason he's done
500 Make-A-Wishes, for crying out loud, not because they send him.
Yeah, and if John Cena has a match, you don't get that Pavlovian response. I mean, you do to a point, but if it's a great match, people will be losing their minds, period. You know, when the music comes on, they completely bust his stones. And there are other points where, they completely, you know, bust his stones. With that said, if the match is great and it's awesome, people are still going to chant, "This is awesome." They're not chanting the entire time, you know, "Kill Cena," or get, you know, any of that sort of stuff. Yes, there is the dueling "Let's go Cena sucks" chant, which has become a gimmick now. I mean, it's just become a thing to chant. So I don't understand, one, why people would take that tack that he really isn't loved. Or two, why they believe that he has got some sort of lightning rod in this whole deal with Nikki Bella and holding on to the title. It's so incredibly stupid. Like, they had to politic to keep the belt on Nikki Bella, when the reality is, you know, that just doesn't pass the smell test for me, considering that when it comes to streaks and when it comes to people that fall out of favor, what is the shock here? I mean, it's so ridiculous in trying to dig out a story where there isn't any.
Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
I wanted to talk about Nick Diaz, but I find it funny hearing you discuss how, like, yes, Cena is the most popular guy in a company in an era where, as you say, in the same exact hour, ratings are down year over year.
Has nothing to do with John Cena.
I disagree partly. I agree mostly that it's bad booking and that they don't get people over. But to say that John Cena, as the top star, does not have any responsibility simply because he's still the most popular, to me, is a little short-sighted.
John Cena is not even the champion right now. Seth Rollins is the champion. The show has been built around Seth Rollins for months now.
Yes, but it's been around John Cena for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with the show being 3 hours long?
Well, that the 3 hours long is
one of the only people in WWE that's moving numbers by themselves at all is John Cena. You take John Cena out of there, this company's in significantly worse shape.
And it's not John Cena's fault that that company will panic to the point where the minute that his, you know, stuff drops, they lose their minds and they shove him back. That's not John Cena's fault. I think if you want to fault John Cena for anything in the entire existence of his run at the top, it would be if he loved wrestling so much, maybe he should cut promos that aren't as goofy. Maybe he should do this. Maybe he should do that. With that said, I don't draw the money that John Cena does. I don't have the following that John Cena does. I don't move metrics the way John Cena does. So from a business point of view, I think sometimes they're a little bit short-sighted, like this last time around with Kevin Owens. The minute that Cena starts to drop a little bit, we got to give him his win back and blah, blah, blah. I think it's a little short-sighted, considering that when something just happens, you're not letting it play out at all. It's not like you're going to go bankrupt in a month if you decide to stop and wait for a month instead of stopping the wait for a week. None of that has got anything to do with John Cena personally.
Well, maybe it's not. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, I like John Cena as a real-life human being. I just hate, I want the character to die a miserable death.
Well, you know what? If that character died a miserable death, this business would be in a lot worse shape than it's in right now. I can tell you that for a fact. This John Cena thing is just amazing to me. I mean, it's you got to look at the big picture, not the small picture of smart fans at a television, at a Raw show. John Cena doesn't even get booed like this on SmackDown. Not that he ever works SmackDown. But, yeah, and that's another point, by the way. Guess who never works SmackDown? John Cena. Very, very rarely do you see him on SmackDown. That show's dying a far worse death than Raw. That show is so below the radar right now, SmackDown. And there's no John Cena. It's all the other guys, Seth Rollins and everybody else and the Wyatts and all of the young NXT stars. That show's dying. No John Cena. John Cena's on Raw, and they're down 25%, but it's not John Cena. If you think that the Raw numbers are down 25% over the last 3 years because of John Cena, think again.
What do people want John Cena to do?
They want him to just go away, or they want him to turn heel. That's my favorite. They want him to turn heel.
Either turn heel or die.
Hey, listen. Okay, so we're going to turn John Cena heel so that you can boo him, which you already do on television anyway. What difference does it make if you turn John Cena heel? How is that going to change wrestling or WWE in any way?
It's going to change it for the worse. I mean, it's a negative for that to happen, period. And there may be, you can argue all the reasons why he should be a heel and maybe all that stuff. You're still not stopping to take a step back and look at all of those other things, like the merchandise, like Make-A-Wish, all of that stuff that, I don't care about that, I want my wrestling. Well, tough. It's a billion-dollar business, and that's the way it's going to be. And again, I can understand anybody, if John Cena is the biggest wrestling fan in the whole wide world, as he's portrayed to be, and I'm not saying that he wasn't growing up. He most definitely was. But he was a Hulk Hogan-level fan. He wasn't a Ricky Steamboat Ric Flair, down to the minutia type of wrestling fan. He just doesn't seem to be that way. And even if he was, it's still hard to put on him that he should change any of his verbiage. He should do certain things. Yes, in the history of pro wrestling, some of those things would turn out better. Not as much comedy, not as much this, not as much that. But if you're in the position of John Cena and or your WWE and you see what it does and you see what works and you have the numbers to prove it, why would you change?
Well, the bigger issue is that all of these fans are sick of John Cena being a main eventer, yet they want him to turn heel. I guess not understanding that if you turn John Cena heel, guess what? he's going to get a brand new multi-year run as a main event heel. You really want to see John Cena in the main event of every single show for 3 more years because you wanted him to turn heel? If you want to boo him, just go to Raw and boo him like everybody else at Raw does. And let him be a babyface and sell tons of merchandise and visit sick kids the rest of the time.
That's how much people don't like him, that they don't even want to be involved in the shtick of the back and forth of the Cena sucks, let's go Cena. They don't even want to be on the Cena sucks side. Maybe that's giving him too much credit.
Very quickly, East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas, and I'll be one of the ones that will say that I don't hate him, the person, John Cena. I hate how they utilize him in some situations, but I don't fault him. I think he does a remarkable job given what he is allowed to work with. And I also am slowly coming around in some of my thoughts on whether or not he's being force-fed. I do think...
Well, John, actually, we got to head to a break. We can talk about this more tomorrow. Roderick Strong is about to join us. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Monsanto to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Monsanto for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We know what it's like, that persistent, nagging feeling that will only go away when you get away. For those with a passion for travel, there's the new Discover It Miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend, and you can fly any airline, anytime with no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use miles to credit your statement. Apply now and Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. So go on, scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Double miles for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And joining us today, he will be fighting in a four-way, fighting, I said, for the number one contendership for the ROH title, AJ Styles, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, and Michael Elgin Roderick Strong is on the show today. And Roddy, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just here with the Fox station in San Antonio doing some media stuff. So.
Wow, Fox TV?
Yeah, just the local Fox station, obviously. Sinclair, you know, owns a ton of these, so just getting some promotional stuff done for the pay-per-view and for TV taping. So,
what kind of media stuff do they have you doing down there?
I mean, they'll have us, you know, do the morning news, you know, do the weather, just anything kind of fun, just informative.
The weather.
People have. Yeah, I mean, that's usually Mark Briscoe's specialty. Is he's a fantastic.
That's right.
Guy.
I was going to say, what's the weather like this weekend?
Oh, man, it is hot. I mean, comparative to Florida hot, it's a little too much. Tank top weather, but you got to dress kind of nice.
And so. Sure, yeah, you gotta look the part, as Conor McGregor
exactly.
would say. Now, obviously, there's a pay-per-view coming up this weekend, and you are fighting for a chance at the ROH title. And it's funny, it's been a while since you've been ROH champion. And I think Jay Lethal has been an awesome champion, but you have had an amazing last few years. And there are people that say, really, this guy is one of the best workers in the whole entire world. And you have, I guess, tell everybody a little bit about how you've changed your style of play. You're actually wrestling a little bit differently. You're doing less and you're getting significantly more out of it. A novel concept in pro wrestling.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where, I like to tell a lot of people it was when, like, my neck injury happened. I kind of had a lot of time to sit and reflect on some things and just what I was doing. But there were some subtle changes I had decided I wanted to make prior to that. That just kind of gave me a little bit more time to sit around and just kind of think about what I was doing and seeing the way that wrestling was going and how can I evolve and stand out and also establish a character, you know, have a little bit more presence because obviously, you know, to take it to the next level, to be a bigger star, presence is obviously super important. So for me, it's just I try to make stuff as realistic as possible in my brain and try to paint that picture when we go out there. And to me, that is one of the biggest differences. I mean, a lot of people just get caught up, which I'm guilty of it, of trying to wrestle like everybody else. Because they see the kind of reactions that certain matches get, and they want to try to do their best to copycat that. And for me, it was just finding out who I am as a wrestler and putting it out there for people to understand and, you know, understand my story. And I found that the more thought that goes into your story and not so much your moves, you know, the more people will pay attention and hopefully appreciate and get into it.
Now, do you think maybe people have forgotten about you or taken you for granted over the last couple of years? Because it seems like this past, just 2015, there are people saying Roderick Strong, like Brian said, is the best worker in the world. And you have had amazing matches from PWG to Ring of Honor, you know, and all down the line. Has this really been because of the changes you made that great of a year in your mind, or do you think people just, you know, everything kind of recycles itself? Maybe things just kind of, they forgot about you and now just they're seeing you again and remembering how great you are.
Well, I'd like to think that people never actually completely forget about me, but I mean, obviously being in the position I've been on the indies for so long and, you know, kind of like I was explaining, getting caught in, you know, going downstream with everybody else in the sense of wrestling the same as everybody and people and not necessarily reaching my full potential. I mean, I've seen some people say like, oh, in 2005, 2006, like, you know, all these guys are saying how great I was going to be. And it was just one of those things where to reach my full potential, I think it took a little bit longer than I had expected. And I still don't think I'm at my best form yet, but I'm starting to get a lot better understanding of who I am as a performer. And if I go back and watch some of my stuff from even 5 years ago compared to now, it's a drastic difference. So I think it's just one of those things is people don't really understand that they've like kind of grown up. They've watched me grow up as a wrestler. I mean, when I started in Ring of Honor, I was so young and I just, you know, I had no idea who I was. And it took a long time for me to really fully put, you know, the pieces of the puzzle together and kind of figure out exactly who I was and be able to establish myself in 2015 in professional wrestling. I mean, it's the difference between finding out who you are and actually having a place in the business at this time. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. Sometimes, you know, your ego would be like, oh, people forgot about me. But, you know, I can see why sometimes. You know, I kind of just blended into the crowd.
Now, going back to what you were talking about earlier about ways that you've changed your working style and attempting to increase your presence and just find different ways to work matches, was this something that you just figured out on your own after X number of years in wrestling? Was there a certain performer, maybe an old wrestler, a few of them that after the match were coming up to you and saying, Roddy, that was great, but you know what, if you slowed this down, how did this evolve?
It was years of that, you know, kind of, like I was saying, just having a lot of times just sitting there and putting all those conversations that I had with all those guys like back in the day and guys that have had an opportunity to watch me at, you know, later after that and just the advice they gave me. And I would slowly like try to make the changes, but really understanding it is a big difference. People can tell you whatever they want. It's a matter of how you digest it and you try to perform it yourself. And I really didn't have like a full understanding of what they were trying to do, like when they were explaining this stuff to me. But the more I just sat there and I thought about it, and every once in a while I'd go back and watch like an old match against like Brian or Jamie or Punk or Joe, you know, just the guys that I had opportunity to work with that really took their time to help me and saw a lot of potential in me. And you know, stuff just started clicking, like old conversations. And I was like, oh, I remember when they said this, and I remember when they said that. And I keep saying the way wrestling's evolving and how crazy it's gotten. Like, honestly, in general, like, the athleticism is unreal nowadays. And it's one of those things where I know I can't physically do a lot of the things that some of these guys can do, but I know I can do a lot of the little things way, way different. And I think I add a more realistic aspect to what I do. And then once I kind of started like molding that, it was just, you know, it's just something that I feel very comfortable in. And I think being comfortable in what you're doing is the most important thing to actually start moving forward and you know, making greater strides.
So I think that sometimes some of the older wrestlers, when they give advice to the younger wrestlers, they come away from it, like they'll talk to them in the locker room, and then they'll go watch the match, and they'll come away from it, and they'll just go, these damn kids, they don't listen. And I think what you're saying, and I think that this is true in a lot of cases, is maybe it's not so much that the young guys don't listen, but they don't get what they're being told. Like they hear it and they would love to slow down. They would love to do less, but they don't understand really what that means. Is that kind of, I mean, when you talk to young guys today, obviously you're gonna have some of them that kind of do what you suggest and some that don't. Do you kind of get that impression that they just don't understand what you're saying, or do some people actually not listen?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, like I said, it's hard for people to picture themselves in these situations slowing down, because in their head as a wrestler, all, you know, they are just the guy that goes 1,000 miles an hour because that's what they do. That's the type of wrestler they are. So for some guys, it just doesn't make sense to them. Like they can't really, you know, comprehend what they would do if they slowed down, because to them, slowing down is eliminating all aspects of their match because they have constant motion, which leads to a big boom, to more constant motion that leads to a big boom, you know? And they don't, you know, they just can't see themselves in these situations where you creatively can get to that big boom, but not put so much filler stuff in that people forget what you guys just did, you know?
Is it easier now?
Oh, yeah. I always say this to people. I think wrestling's so easy, and the wrestlers just make it harder on them. And I was definitely one of those guys. And sometimes it still happens to me where I'm just like, oh, my God, it's beating my head over something. But, I mean, I think the basic logic behind a professional wrestling match is what it is, and you just have to add your own little spice and a little bit of a flavor to it, you know, to get the same outcome. So, I don't know. I just think everyone makes it too hard on themselves.
Well, yeah, I guess my question is, sometimes when you see somebody who's really talented, people will say, oh, well, you know, they make it look easy, but they're just making it look easy. It's actually very hard. And I've always kind of thought, well, you know what? If you've spent 10 years working very, very hard, then at the end of the day, you're not making it look easy. For you, it is easy. It's not easy for everybody else, but you've put in the work, and so now it really is easy.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of those things where the hardest part for me is the mental aspect of trying to tell the best story that I can. You know, I think it's the same as somebody that writes a book. I mean, they're creative, but they got to find different avenues to, you know, get out what they're trying to tell in that story. And that's kind of the hard part still. And I think that'll always be the challenge, is trying to tell the best story you can and as different as you can, especially with as often as we work.
I saw some pictures online of you. I think it was a CrossFit competition. It was some sort of physical exertion competition. I guess that's the best way I can put it. And, tell us a little bit about what was this? It was like a month ago.
Yeah, it was. It was a local, like, first time ran, like, team competition where me and one of the coaches from my CrossFit gym did it. And it was quite the experience. I mean, that was the first time I've ever done something like that. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So what did it entail, and how did you do for your first try?
Personally, I did okay. Like, I was actually really surprised. We had 4 workouts that we had to get done within a span of, say, like 5 hours, 6 hours. And there, you know, there were actual, like, team, like, 3 other teams, you're facing them, and you're doing that together where you kind of, like, tag in, or both of us are working at the same time. And then there was one floater exercise where you have 5 minutes to, you know, reach a 2-rep max on a hang snatch, but you can get that done anytime before the last event starts. So it's kind of like, it's a team thing right there, but it's more individualized in the sense of, like, the result of what you lift. So, like, the first thing was we were pulling the 175-pound sled, like, 200 meters while another guy was rowing, and then we'd change. So the guy had to row while the guy pulled the sled. And it was a lot of work. It was definitely a lot of work.
Roderick Strong living the gimmick here, Daddy.
Exactly. After the first one, I was like, oh, my God, I'm dead. How am I going to do 3 more workouts? And then it's kind of like wrestling a tournament. You're just kind of, you're tired, and then it's like, all right, it's go time. So,
can we expect a hanging snatch in the 4-way tomorrow?
Hello.
Maybe. Elgin will probably try to do it to all of us.
That's right. Yeah. All right, stand by, Roddy. We'll be back in a moment after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Also joining us here today, Roderick Strong. He will be working a four-way with AJ Styles, Adam Cole, and Michael Elgin tomorrow. Winner becomes the number one contender for the ROH title. It is the ROH All-Star Extravaganza 7 show, September 18th, San Antonio, Texas, tomorrow, Friday, on pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view. And Roddy, before we go today, I want to give you a chance to plug anything you got. Social media, the floor is yours.
Hey, thanks for that. And by the way, I think, I'm not sure, but it may be available as an iPay-per-view as well. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I swore I might have seen something about that. So go to ROHWrestling.com to get more information on that. And on Twitter, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all at Roderick Strong. You go to my Pro Wrestling Tee page, at Roderick Strong, buy a T-shirt, and ROHWrestling.com to the new Roddy Strong T-shirt that they just came out with.
So, that's right.
That's it.
Well, listen, before we go, the question I've asked everybody from Ring of Honor this week, Dalton Castle or Silas Young? Who's winning the match of the century?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Silas is going to do it.
Are you going to teach the boys how to be men? I think Silas needs to win, and he needs to take the boys to your CrossFit gym and get them going on one of these physical exertion contests. Really make a man out of them.
I agree. If he does, I'll tell him to send him down to Tampa, and we'll do it.
That's right. Well, Roddy, listen, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck this weekend. Number one contenders match, ROH on pay-per-view tomorrow. And, of course, thanks, everybody, for listening. Back tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live. Thanks, everybody, at Sports Byline USA. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, Roddy, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.